And the Gemara is dying on this. We discovered so far
on the base.
Zion on the base. We discovered so far that the Gemara says we have a sophic. What does the best mean? Your best, or the your personal best you have to give, or the what the public see is considered the best. The Gemara says that sophic is only in Rabbi Akiva, not in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel hasn't got that sophic. The Mashar explains why, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's obvious that you can go after the general concession of what's called best. You don't have to go after your personal best. That's how the Mashar understands why it's not a sophic. And then that's the first chiddush we saw in the Gemara. Second chiddush on the Gemara was is that the Gemara, Rav Abba, was posted at the sophic. That's in Rav Akiva. You have these two sides of the coin. His best, or the world best. He says, of course, it means his best. It doesn't mean the world best, because it says in the Pasuk, translation, Meitzei Sodeo, meaning his best. It doesn't mean the world. So we don't know what really is the, therefore, the Hadman and then the Maskona, that you had the doubts, and then now you're saying you've got no doubts. You don't understand that. So let's carry on the Gemara. We're not going to really have answers to the questions as we come across until we finish this little sugya on Kesson or others. We'll have clarity at that stage. So we're up to 5 lines up. 5 lines up from at the bottom. The end of the line is Ella. Let's go back 3-4 words from the end of the line. It's Eitzei. He's dying on the base, Mr. Goffman.
I'm on Mother Manson.
You're on Mother Manson. You're heading on Mother
Manson. Lament.
Yes. 5 lines up, Mr. Goffman.
Yeah. Ella.
Ella, and you go back 4 words to Eitzei.
Yes, Eitzei.
So, okay, you're telling me it's definitely that you give his best, not the public, not what the world consists. So Eitzei, I'm going to ask a question on that. According to a Bryster, if the person only has top quality stuff to give, so only got Yerushalayim fields, Kulam Govermin Idis, then Kulam, all people who come to collect money payments which are owed to them, they take from Yerushalayim, because that's all what you got. Meaning, it doesn't matter if it's a person who's damaged coming to collect money from you. Doesn't matter if the person is coming to collect money because you lent him money. Doesn't matter if it's a woman who needs to collect her ksuba and coming to stay. All these three, in this fashion, will take, in this scenario, because you only got Yerushalayim, they will all take Yerushalayim because they take what you got. You've got nothing else.
You can't go and buy something at the market, buy some old rubbish in the market and give it to if that's what you
do. Oh, so you're preempting a question with an answer. Your question, what your statement is really an answer. Let me explain. Yes? So, somebody owes you money. Yeah, Reuben owes Shimon money. So now we're saying a chiddush. The Bryster says, you know what? If Reuben owes Shimon money, and Reuben's only got Yerushalayim, you know what? The people he owes money, they can get paid from Yerushalayim. That seems to imply that if I wouldn't tell you this amazing halacha, you know, that they can take Yerushalayim, I would think that even though you owe them money, if you only got Yerushalayim, they don't get paid. Bye bye. You don't get paid. Reuven owes Shimon $1 million. Why? Because he borrowed money. And a borrower is not entitled to Yerushalayim, he's only entitled to B'nai Barak. And without me telling you this chiddush in the Bryster, then I would think, as a fact of life, that you know he lent you $1 million, he owes you $1 million, and all he's got is Yerushalayim and not B'nai Barak, the guy who owes you $1 million would say, look, I've got Yerushalayim, I can't pay you, I've got nothing to pay you with. I've got no money, no property, nothing. Like a poor person has zero on the streets, no clothes. Comes on the price and says, you know what, you still pay. Even though you're a B'nai Barak collector, here, since he only got Yerushalayim, you take Yerushalayim. That's not Hiddush. What's the Hiddush? Of course you get paid. Yeah. I lend you $1 million. We will lend you $1 million. You got property to pay. You're not a poor guy. Not only that, you're a rich guy. All your property is top quality Yerushalayim stuff. And you're going to use that as a tool to say, well, I can't pay you because you're only entitled to Bnei Brak. Of course, there's no logic in that. So what's the price of paying? But I just said, tell you the Chiddush. You can take Yerushalayim. Of course you can take Yerushalayim. That's the question. So what did Yosef, what did you answer? You just answered it. What you said was really an answer. What did you say?
Why can't if he wants to not pay with Yerushalayim, I'm saying I'll pay with Bnei Brak. I'll go to the market, I'll buy Bnei Brak, and give Bnei Brak.
Ah. So what the Braisa is coming to Mechadish is not that you would think that he doesn't need to pay him. Well, I know half a minute. Of course, I owe him $100 million, and I don't need to pay him because all my stuff is top quality. No half a minute. That's no half a minute. It's nonsense. But what's the half a minute which the Braisa is trying to tell you a Chiddush in is that maybe this millionaire guy who's only got Yerushalayim stuff can turn round to the guy who he owes $100 million to and say, look, you're really a bastard. Really, you're not entitled to Yerushalayim. Really, what you should get is Bnei Brak. I only got Yerushalayim. You know what? Hold your horses. Give me a few days. I'll sell some of my Yerushalayim. And I'll buy a bit of Bnei Brak. And I'll give you a Bnei Brak. Don't come to my Yerushalayim over here. Let me sell it. And I'll give you buy something called Bnei Brak and give you what you deserve. On that, the Christ is coming to say, no. You can't say, hold your horses, wait a bit, I'll give you Bnei Brak, don't take my Yerushalayim. You have to, if you only got Yerushalayim, you have to pay Yerushalayim. And that's a Chiddush. That's why the Christ has to say it. That's Tachlis. Okay, so, Kulav. You only got Yerushalayim. Everyone can collect Yerushalayim and don't have to wait, and they just take the Yerushalayim. Bainis, it's the only thing you got is Bnei Brak. Kulam goes and Bainis. Then everyone comes and collects from your Bnei Brak. Yeah.
Even the guy's
Yerushalayim. He's no obligation for this guy to actually go ahead and sell up an Bnei Brak and buy Yerushalayim to pay Yerushalayim debt. Yeah, he's got whatever he's got. It's Bnei Brak. Then whatever he owes, he pays with the Bnei Brak. Ziburus, even if he's got Bet Shemesh, Kulam Govim Ziburus, then everyone, even the Mazik who's entitled to Yerushalayim, and even the Baal Chov is entitled to Bnei Brak, they will also have to be satisfied with the Ziburus Beit Shemesh payment, because that's all he's got. Okay, so the price carries on. Hoyelo Idis, Ubeinus is Ziburus. Now, if he has all three, he has Yerushalayim, he has Bnei Brak, and he has Beit Shemesh. You know what? Chiddush. Nezokin, the guy who you damage is Bidis, he gets the Yerushalayim stuff. Balchov, the guy who you borrow money from, he gets the Bidis, he gets the Bnei Brak. So this Isha, and the woman who is entitled to her estate collection, you know what, Chiddush, she gets the rubbish, Bet Shemesh stuff. Okay. Now, why do you need to tell me this? Of course, that's what you do. That's what the Mishnah says in Gittin, that this is each type of debt has its different level of claim. So, l'chor, this part of the Braisa is just repeating that Mishnah, which you already know. It seems to be just a repetition. What the Braisa, okay, you could say the Braisa just repeats what was already said in the Mishnah, you could say that. But it seems a bit superfluous because I already have this information elsewhere. Carries on the Bryson. If it's the Bainus, if he's only got Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, now, what are you going to think? The one who you person has a claim of damages, obviously what's he going to get? The one who's got a claim of damages? He's going to get what he's entitled to. The damages, what is he entitled to? Yushalayim, he gets Yushalayim. Okay, so there's no convictions, that's possible. There's no convictions. The one the damages gets Yushalayim. Baal Chov. Now, Baal Chov, the one you owe money to, what is his natural halacha? Okay, Benis. So therefore, Baal Chov will get Benis. Subas Ishta, who normally gets Bet Shemesh Rabbish, here there's no Bet Shemesh around. Therefore, Bebenis, therefore she also gets the Bnei Brak. Okay.
She goes up one.
She goes one up, because that's all that's available. That fits in what we learned so far. Bainus is the bonus. Now, here comes a more of an interesting case. Bainus is the bonus. You got Bnei Brak, Zibaris, and you got Bet Shemesh. Now, what do you do in such a case? Nizakin, what do you think? A Mazik, what is inside? You only got, he's entitled really to Yushalayim. No Yushalayim around. So, what is he going to take now? He's going to take the Bainus, the Bnei Brak, Nizakin. Gets Bnei Baal Chov, he naturally gets Bnei Brak, so that's available. So therefore, the Zokim and Baal Chov, the Bainis, both of them get Bnei Brak. Okay? So this is the most, obviously, she's entitled to rubbish, and she can't get more than rubbish, and rubbish is available. You give her the rubbish, which is Bet Shemesh. Fine. That makes sense.
The chiddush is that
even though naturally you would think the who has stronger power here out of the three, the Mazik, the Baal Chov, or the Ksubas Ishta, which one has the stronger claim, stronger power, stronger ability out of those three?
The Mazik.
Who has number two? Who's the next stronger? Baal Chov. Who's the bottom one? Okay. So therefore, if you've got, let's say, if you've got, you got only rubbish, or you got only Bet Shemesh, you only got Bnei Brak, or you only got Yushalayim. Who do you think? Okay, of course you have to pay, and of course everyone can take whatever their status is, can take that level, because there's nothing else out there, that's what the mission is saying. But would you say that there's one out of the three can say who goes first? Will there be a concept of who goes first? And say, well, if there's a concept of who goes first, who would actually choose first?
The
Mazik. And second, who would be choosing second? And who had the last choice and just takes what's left? So you would think that, okay, even if there's all the same out there, but there still should be differences of, like, in, you know, your first, your second, your third. So the Raiser is stressing that Kulon take from the Bainus, or Kulam take from the Zeros, or Kulam take from the Idris, meaning that there's no preference over here that one can say, look, I have a stronger power normally, okay, here I don't, but I still should have a stronger power in the sense of choosing. The Bainus is saying, there's no such thing. All of you have equal power under these circumstances, and therefore there's no Kadima over here. There's no one who chooses us. Now, it's a good, important thing to remember, because it'll help us. These concepts help us understand a few questions we're going to have soon about this. Yes, Avi?
As far as the lien on the property, to go according to was the earliest.
Okay, as far as the liens goes, correct. Yeah.
I mean, in that sense, I might think the.
Liens is relevant for when it is, when it's basically the property is sold on.
Right.
Yeah.
Not illegally, yeah.
So, I just mean that because if the woman, if she was established in the marriage before the Baal Chov even existed, and existed.
Not time, established in marriage, it has to be that she's entitled to Suvim. She's divorced.
Right.
No longer married.
Or
death. Yeah. It's before the death took place. Well, you can't have that because the death, he would be, he's dead. So the death can't take place. Yeah. Okay. But in divorce, you can.
She wasn't
Yeah, usually the time defines, if you're first in time, then you are first in collecting. Okay, well, no, that's the answer. Yeah, now, top of the page. Idius visibus. And now you've got a case, he's got Yerushalayim and he's got Bet Shemesh. Now, this is, out of all the cases, why is it mentioned word last? Because this is, you know, not so poshut. Because it's not so poshut, I'm going to ask what you think outside and see what the Gemara actually says. He's got Yerushalayim and he's got Rabish Bet Shemesh. Okay, so start with the easy person. The Mazik. What Mazik? What's he entitled to out of that? Yeah, Yerushalayim. Oh, Poshet. Okay. Now we go to the next Poshet one. Ksubas Isha. What's he entitled to? Well, that's also clear. That's available. Give her the Bet Shemesh. Now, this is a bit more complicated. You've got Baal Chov. Now, what's a Baal Chov normally entitled to? Bnei Brak. Is there any Bnei Brak here?
No.
So what do you give them? What do you give them? What would you say you give? Well, look in the Gemara. What would you say you give? There's no Bnei Brak. There's Yerushalayim, Bet Shemesh. What would you give him? So, Mr. Wayne says Yerushalayim. Anyone? Everyone agrees to that? Everyone disagrees?
Yes, it's not necessary from my point of view to be confusion.
Okay. Mr. Williams, are you basing your answer on a factual thing that you learnt?
And the Mishnah itself said the Ray gives an indication that we should be going up. It's in Harry goes to
the okay. So, let us turn to what Mr. Williams was referring to. That he said, look, if you've got something, you haven't got what it is. You can't keep them. You haven't got anything to what it is. But you've got something better or something worse. So Mr. Williams said, give him the better. Well, he's got some sort of proof. Mentioned. Let's turn back to that some fruit, because we'll see something interesting. Bob on the base. If you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines up from the bottom.
Which page is it?
Bob on the base. Beginning line, the iskle. The isk. Everyone's got the is?
Yeah.
The is a la mazik, it is visibus. He's got Yerushalayim, and he's got Bet Shemesh. The mazik. Talking about mazik, he's got Yerushalayim and Bet Shemesh. Now, we're going with Rabbi Shmuel Shittim. Rabbi Shmuel holds what you pay, who's a mazik? What do you pay by mazik? According to Rabbi Shmuel? Based on the Nizik, okay. So Mazik's got Yerushalayim and he's got Bet Shemesh. The Idis is the Nizik, and the best of the Nizik, what the Nizik has, is neither. It's not Yerushalayim and it's not Bet Shemesh. The best of the Nizik, which is what you need to pay, you haven't got. You haven't got Yerushalayim and you haven't got Bet Shemesh. Zibos, the Mazik, those Shlomo Kedishin says the Bet Shemesh is not good enough to pay the best of the Nizik, because he hasn't got Bet Shemesh, he's got better than Bet Shemesh. But it's not as good, what he's got, is not as good as Yerushalayim. He's got really got Bnei Brak. So, in Rabbi Shmuel Shitta, we've got a scenario which is the same as the Gemara's discussing over here. You've got a guy you owe. You owe him money, and you should be paying with Bnei Brak. But you haven't got Bnei Brak. You've got Yerushalayim, which is better. You've got Bet Shemesh, which is less. So what do you do? He says, Tishanei Mimetim today. In such a case, when you haven't got Bnei Brak, you've got Yerushalayim, Bet Shemesh, you pay Yerushalayim. That's what Mr. Wellings' source is. You haven't got what you need to do, but you've got something worse or better. Pay better. Now, why? Why? That's the source. The Gemara says why. The Lomot Zomelay tears in verse. You can't say him worse and give him Bet Shemesh, because that's learnt out from the post. According to Rishmol, that's what the Pasuk is telling me. According to us all, that what it says, native sodeu, which means give your best, Says Rashi, that's what the Pasuk is needed to tell me that halach. Because there is a Pasuk, Major Zedah means you give your best, if you're the Muslim, comes very small. I normally don't hold of that, but and this is the scenario where the Pasuk applies. Because there is a Pasuk that you give, Yerushalayim, you give him a better than he deserves. How? Not because of logic, not because of any svara, but because there is a pasuk, and that's why I use the pasuk for.
For mazik.
That's why I use the pasuk for, to tell me that you get an upgrade.
Right.
Not because naturally you deserve it, because the pasuk says it. Where's the pasuk? Because it's fair. Matrix of there, it's fair. That's the only scenario I say, you know it's fair, that's what it's talking about. Everyone understands?
Yes.
Get upgrades because of a pasuk. Now, then therefore, let me ask you the next following question. If you didn't have the pasuk, what we therefore would say, do you get an upgrade or you get a downgrade? You can't give him what he deserves. You got up something better or worse. With the pasuk, basically it says, upgrade, you get your shalom, you get better. If you don't have such a pasuk, it doesn't exist, what would be naturally things you would say?
You're
going to
get the worst,
whatever
you've got.
You get a downgrade. Okay. I haven't got the Eberach. You're entitled to the Eberach. You're not entitled to the Chalav to Yerushalayim. You're only entitled to the Eberach. I haven't got it. So therefore, I'll give you rubbish Bet Shemesh. If you want to stop me doing that, you have to tell me a pasuk. Our pasuk, that would be naturally what we would say. So therefore, the question I state, a question again to Mr. Leshner, Mr. Wells. It says that you owe B'nai Barak. You haven't got B'nai Barak. You only got something better, Yerushalayim, or worse. What would you say naturally he deserves?
The worse.
You go down.
Go down. So Mr. Wellings is correct, but because it's only you go up, because Mr. Wellings said, I remember there's a sugi, you go up. But the sugi said, so you go up because you had a pasuk. Without pasuk, naturally you go down. So now, back to our Gemara. Ches, this is the flow of thing, and then that's it. Our Gemara, on Ches, on the Dalit, we're talking about a barcode. You lend money. Does a barcode have any sugim about mitzvah today? Does it have any pasuk by barcode?
No.
So then, we ask now the question in respect to Barchov. Barchov, you're telling us the B'nai Barak. No, I'm not the B'nai Barak. I've got Yerushalayim and Bet Shemesh. Something better or something worse? Now, without Pesukim, what do you entitled naturally to get?
The worst.
The worst is that we should get?
Zibur.
Yeah, what's by the Zibur? Let's say Bet Shemesh you should get. Okay? What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? It is with the birth. You only got Yerushalayim or Bet Shemesh. Nezakim, it is of course the Nezak gets. If he gets Yerushalayim, that's what you got it. But Barchov, because Subas Isha gets Bizabos. In such a case, Barchov and Subas Isha, they get, they get Bet Shemesh. Okay, so therefore, it's very good. Yeah. As the Gemara says, Gemara has now said what we wanted it to say. That the Baal Chov, even though you've got an option going up or down, here with the Baal Chov, you go down. Even though we said by Mazik you go up, because the difference between Mazik and the Baal Chov is a Mazik has a posit that pushes him up, which you wouldn't normally do. A Baal Chov doesn't have that posit, so therefore you go naturally down to Bechem. So that's the Peshat in this line that the Balchov gets only Bet Shemesh.
Did we learn that the Balchov didn't get Zeburus, but only because we wanted to make sure the Marvel's one of his loans, we upgraded him to a Benedict. But the natural payment of a Balchov Militarum would have been Zeburus.
Okay.
Did I make it up?
Yeah, it's true. So therefore.
Therefore, if I haven't got the
Zeburus. Fine. I don't want to say what you said. I want to say, forget what you said. Everyone. Tom will get a downgrade, and Seth, you have a posit without giving a downgrade. You've got no Pesukim, of course you get Bet Shemesh.
I'm trying to put a downgrade, so that isn't that true.
Okay, but I don't mean to say that. Let's say it is a downgrade.
Okay.
It's still being understood, because I downgrade you unless you deserve to get upgrades. Yeah? You're not entitled to ever get upgrades unless you've just got a posit. And if you don't have a posuk, you always get downgrade, and the only person that has ever a posuk is a mazik. So everyone else will always get downgrade rubbish. So therefore, the Gemara makes sense. Now,
problem.
Now, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Yeah?
Why we need this?
No, tell you why the problem. There was a suggestion of what the problem is. Look at the top Rashi. Ches Amadav's top Rashi. It is Vizabaros. Okay, you got Yushalayim and Bet Shemesh. Nizokin be Idis, Nizokin gets Yushalayim, Baal Chov, and Ksubas Isha gets Zibaros, gets fine, that gets Bet Shemesh. Fine. Now, now, Rashi says why? Why? So, the answer I gave, you get downgraded because you've got no bosses. That's why. Rashi gives a different reason. Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef is there. Rashi says, Vidaraisa Balchov is in both. The reason why the Balchov gets a downgrade, because as far as the Torah goes, he's only ever really entitled naturally to get Bet Shemesh rubbish. Naturally, Vidaraisa a Balchov should only get Bet Shemesh. Killer, come on. Rabbanu whom the Tikla brings. The Rabbanu who ones who gave him an upgrade originally to get Bnei Brak. Mishum Nila Thurs, in order to encourage people to learn. The Heich of the Lesday Benes, but in a scenario where you don't have the ability to give in the Bnei Brak, because you just don't have it. Lesday to the Tekona, we don't have the Tekona to give the upgrade. Of Bnei Barak, we put him back on his natural din of Bet Shemesh, and that is why you give him Bet Shemesh, because it's his natural halacha. And it's not his natural halacha really to get Bnei Barak in the first place, it was a special dispensation. This dispensation doesn't apply over here because you've got no way of doing it because you haven't got it, so we go to his natural status, and his natural status is Bet Shemesh, so it's not called a downgrade. To a Balchov to give him. You know why you're allowed to give him Bet Shemesh? You know why you're allowed to give him Shemesh? Because it's not a downgrade. Now, big question. Yeah, sure, you can give him Kesef. You can give him Kesef. If you've got Kesef, we know Balchov, you have to. We're talking about a scenario where he's got no money. Got no money, he's only got lands. The lands he's got is Yerushalayim and Bet Shemesh. You say, give him Bet Shemesh, lachachila. The reason why, because it's not a downgrade, says Rashi. It's not a downgrade. Because that's what the Torah normally says you give him. It's the Rabbanan who gave him a better deal, and here they don't give him a better deal, okay? So it's not called a downgrade, as Rabbi Yosef said. Now we've got a question. Why, no, why does Gemara Rashi say that's the reason? So my reason is 10 times better. My reason is 10 times better. Just say, it is a downgrade, and still doesn't matter. You've got a choice between downgrade and upgrade, you always give downgrade. Because upgrade, you never give unless it's got a Pesukim. If you've got no Pesukim, you always downgrade the guy. So why do you have to say, the reason why you give Bet Shemesh to the Baal Chor is because it's not a downgrade. Say it is a downgrade, I still give it to you. The implication of Rashi is that we can only give him a downgrade. You only can give him Bet Shemesh if it's not a downgrade. As soon as it's a downgrade, you can't do that. You have to give him
better.
You have to give him better. That's the implication of Rashi.
Isn't Rashi emphasizing
that so therefore, that since there are opinions to hold Mizoraisa about Chov, it's Machlokes, but since there are opinions that are hold that Mizoraisa about Chov does get Bnei Barak, it's not the Rabbanim. The opinion that the Midaraisa, the Baal Chov is entitled to Bnei Barak. According to Rashi, those opinions hold Midaraisa, his natural status is Bnei Barak, And here, it would be really a shaila of downgrades or upgrades. According to those opinions, according to Rashi, what would you have to do? Give him Beit Shemesh or Yerushalayim, according to those opinions?
Yerushalayim.
You'd have to give him Yerushalayim in the eyes of Rashi.
Yeah.
But according to my reason, that if you've got choice of downgrades, upgrades, without the sukkim, you always downgrade. So even if you hold, his natural din is Zebrak. And here, by giving Beit Shemesh as a downgrade, a real downgrade, you will still be able to give him the downgrade because you've got no posse. And my reason is, unless somebody took, because that's what the Gemara said, in Vavon Beis.
Yes.
Vavon Beis said clearly, you never ever give upgrades unless you have a posse to give upgrades. So how can Rashi argue on the Gemara? That is the question. Now before you ask your question, before you ask your clarity thing, or on the point of the clarity out of it, before you even notice, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I just want to ask one thing. Everyone understands my problem in Russia. Problem in Russia, not with the
moment. Not 100%.
Okay? Ask a question so I can work out why you don't understand.
What I understood, we came off of the idea that we exercise a pasuk because there is no pasuk by Bachman. So now Rashi seems to be giving, instead of coming on that reason that they're using a pasuk or not, so he seems to be going on the idea that Midaraisa, there's a possibility that he could get an upgrade.
Midaraisa what? Midaraisa, Rashi says? Not upgrades. Midaraisa? His natural din midraisa is not go to down, not go down. What's natural din midraisa? What to give, not go down, what to give. Midraisa? You've got everything. What's midraisa? You've got Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, and Beit Shemesh. According to midraisa, without any drawbacks, what would you give?
If he's going, if there's no machokas, then it's
more. You'll give him the book, Beit Shemesh, yeah? So why do you give him Bnei Barak? That's not a derisa thing.
That's
a problem. So Rashi is saying, since it's really, he should only get Beit Shemesh, and it's only a special din or drabonin for him to be able to take Bnei Barak, if you don't have that Bnei Barak available to give, then we say, fine, no tukana, go back to your natural din, which is take Beit Shemesh. And therefore, when we give you Beit Shemesh under that scenario, it's not called downgrade, because you're taking what the Torah says you're really only entitled to.
So how does that not encompassing what you're saying as well?
Because I'd say much bigger than said. Let's call it Midaraisa. Let's say Midaraisa, he's entitled to Bnei Barak. Midaraisa. So, let's say, which are our opinions on. Midaraisa, he's entitled to Bnei Barak. No one says he ever gets Beit Shemesh. He always gets Bnei Barak. Even the Torah says he gets Bnei Barak. And if you give him Beit Shemesh, of course that's interpreted as a downgrade, because it means you're giving him something which he's less than he's ever entitled to. According to me, you still give him the downgrade, because the other option is to give an upgrade. And if you've got an option between downgrade and upgrade, you go down unless you tell me go up, which means unless you have a posit to say go up. The only person that has a posit to go up is a mazik, no one else. So my pshat says, doesn't matter if you hold Baal Chov, Midaraisa is Beit Shemesh. Or whether you hold Midaraisa, Baal Chov is Bnei Barak. In a scenario where you only got Beit Shemesh, which is lying to pay, you give him definitely Beit Shemesh, according to my pshat. According to Rashi, it will come out, it depends. What does the Daraisa hold his status is? If his Daraisa holds his status is Beit Shemesh, then you can give him Beit Shemesh. If the Daraisa holds his status is really to get for the Arab, you will not be able to give him Beit Shemesh, because you can never give him a downgrade from his natural state. Understand? My reasoning add a case which Rashi will disagree with? I'm just simply saying, I've got, according to the way I'm giving the reason, according to my reasoning, is there a case where Rashi will say the opposite in halacha to me?
Ryan,
that he's got no posik. Not a shayla, but he's got a posik. A Baal Chov doesn't have a posik of Maitiv. Maitiv is there. Where is it written by?
On the
I say, so there's no posuk by Rav. No one's suggesting that, and Rashi's not even suggesting that. There's no posuk written. So therefore, if you've got no posuk, what's going to be the natural din without a posuk?
So
what's going to be the din without a posuk? Zimboris. Zimboris, that's the
posuk. He's also acknowledging there's a tikkun out there. We don't emphasize the tikkun either because it didn't include that. So that Rashi seems to be saying, in my eyes, that's what Rashi seems to be saying.
Rashi is saying it's only, not like that, not even. According to you, it's even.
I thought it was.
Rashi is saying only because. That it's only because it's a takana that he's entitled to the Bnei Berach, then you can give him Bet Shemesh. But if it would be because of a takana, it would be derived that he's entitled to the Bnei Berach, you won't be able to give him Bet Shemesh. That's what Rashi is saying.
Which would mean, because on that side, then you have to give an upgrade, not
that. Yes. Which means that Rashi is arguing with the Gemara, because Gemara says you never give upgrades unless you have a posuk. And Rashi said you would always give upgrades. Because if you've got a choice, downgrade, upgrade, you always give upgrades, according to Rashi. And the only way you can give him less is because it's not really called less. That's what Rashi is saying. And the Gemara is saying not. Gemara is saying you never give him upgrades, you always give him downgrades unless you've got a posuk. It's different. Rashi's. Gemara, Rashi is not fitting with Gemara. Because you're learning even, and Rashi is not saying even. So I say, even if there's a takana, we still give him Bet Shemesh. That's how you're learning. Gemara, Rashi is stressing, because it's a takana, not even. Because it's a takana, that's why you give him Bet Shemesh.
I think I'm just saying that the takana doesn't include
that. That's, you're saying the word even. You're saying, Rashi is trying to stress that even although there's a tzakonis, even flavor up, you still can give him Bet Shemesh. That's what you're learning. No, we don't need to follow the tzakonis in such case. That's what you're learning. But Rashi's not saying the words even. Rashi's saying the word because. Even. You know what even means? You know the difference between the word even and because?
I'm not saying even.
You are? You're definitely saying even.
No, I'm saying the commandment doesn't include that either. The Takana does not include that.
So what do you mean? You went to say, we think that the Takana would say that you can't give him Bet Shemesh, but, and the Takana will prevent you from giving Bet Shemesh, you would have to give Bnei Berach. And Rashi is trying to tell me, it doesn't. It doesn't stop you giving it Bet Shemesh. That's Loshon of even. That means, the Rashi is trying to tell you, even in this case, you give him Bet Shemesh. That's Loshon even. That's what you're learning. Rashi is clearly not saying it's even. Rashi is saying this is because it's the Togona and not the Raisa. Now you can give him Bet Shemesh. If it be the Raisa, you won't be able to give it. Everyone understands? Okay. Now you want to ask something?
Yeah, like suggestion, I think, but maybe it's
no, it's just suggestions. Okay.
Because I can suggest why.
Okay, suggestion you could ask, suggest after shit.
No, you said it's contradictory.
It's just a conflict. Yeah. But Estira, I don't want to suggest it out.
Okay.
I don't. Yes. Because yeah. So now we've got no Benjamins, you only got Idiots and Zipperers. So now you have to choose what to give him. Both ways is not what he deserves. So Rashi is implying you can't give him less. You can't give him in such a case less. Because Dreisi gets this. If Dreisi gets Bnei Berach, if you give him Bet Shemesh, you're giving him less. If you give him Yerushalayim, you give him more. Rashi's implying that you can't give him less. So therefore, also that you can't give him less. You have to give him more. He's going with a score which you understand. If you put it into figures, I owe you $50. Yeah, I only got $20 bill or $100 bill. Yeah, so of course you have to give him $100 bill, even though it's because it can be 20. You're not Yotzi Yochid. 100, you're definitely Yotzi Yochid. More than Yochid. Yeah, so that's how Rush is going with upgrade, downgrade. You always have to go upgrade. You cannot give a downgrade because you're not being Yotzi Yochid by giving downgrades. But that goes against the Gemara, because Gemara says upgrade, downgrade. You always go downgrade unless you've got a special possession of the gospel that says you get better. So steer it between Rashi and the Gemara.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
On the side that we're talking about, the Baal HaGoyim, a not a tzibura. On that side, how would the tikkun come to the ruin of tikkun?
So the concept of tikkun consists. It's got no replies if it holds it.
So then those who hold vaginas hold the no tikkun.
Okay. So that was a question. We've got further today. Mr. Shev run out of time. So Mr. Shev will carry on next year. Is on Monday. Monday.
So you can say it was scheduled next week, or you can say four weeks for the
fifth. Monday, Mr. Shem, Monday, Thursday. Destiny. Wednesday maybe as well.
But not
Wednesday.